Good morning, folks. And welcome to Rice Pispies. Now, this is a very special edition of TABD. Fucking, it's such a special edition. I can't even say it. This is the breakfast edition of TABDPITABM. There we go. So, if you're not listening to this while eating your breakfast, I want you to turn off. You just gotta wait until next time you have breakfast.
Wait until breakfast time.
Yeah, wait till the next day. If you just had breakfast, sorry, you gotta wait a whole day. Today's guests, wonderful guests. First of all, Keaton is here as co-host.
A beautiful breakfast morning to you.
A beautiful breakfast morning to you. And our wonderful guests from the podcast Wine Please. First of all, joining the two club, the fabulous Nat, aka Left at London.
That's me!
And joined by Wine Please co-host Zoe.
Hey!
And what kind of breakfast are you guys eating?
We're eating rice with spam and eggs.
Okay, was that... Is that a...
Spam and eggs is a Filipino thing, isn't it?
Here's the thing. I wanted to join in on this breakfast thing. So I'm eating cereal at 7 p.m. I feel like I'm the one person eating breakfast food on the Keaton. What are you having again?
No, okay, wait, time out. Spam and eggs is a breakfast food.
Yeah.
It's like okay. Scrambled eggs, isn't it?
Okay. Just not in the colonies. No,
fried eggs.
Fried eggs, okay.
Yeah, big, beautiful fried eggs.
It's where I am currently, 1 p.m., and when you messaged to start the old pisscast back up. The old piss cast. I was just getting finished with a big old hot dog, Chicago style hot dog. And as many of you know, not a breakfast food. I had just eaten a lunch food, and now I'm on a snack because I'm not hungry. So I'm doing cheese popcorn today.
Cheese popcorn.
I'll give you a little sample of that really quick.
Oh yeah.
Ooh!
So folks, that's the sound of cheese popcorn. Here's the sound of what I'm having. I'm having a. I don't know if this will translate overseas. I'm having a breakfast cereal called Wheatos.
What a sad, lonely man breakfast cereal.
It's little chocolatey hoops. You want to hear some of that? Here we go with the here we go with the sounds of Wheatos.
Wait, so they're called Wheatos, but they're little chocolate hoops.
Yeah,
why is there no cereal called Wheatos?
It's a double E, so it's double W double E. Now, folks at home.
That's
three letters.
It's spelled U U E E T O S.
Keaton, I know you're new to the English language. One of the letters in the alphabet is actually called W, and it's because it looks like two of the letter U. But don't be fooled, it's one letter.
W doesn't even look like two U's. It looks like two V's. They should call it double V.
Listen, that is a controversial issue that I'm not prepared to explore here. I don't want to put myself on the firing line.
Okay, we need to go back to the fact that it's called Wheatos, and there's no mention of them being chocolate in the title whatsoever.
Yeah, that disturbs me.
Okay, but the title of every food doesn't contain all the ingredients.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like...
It's not called a breadwidge.
Really got Nat with that one.
Nat, what's going in your mouth?
A whole bunch of stuff. I got fried egg, I got microwavable rice, and spam.
Okay, can you get that all in a mouthful and let us know what it sounds like?
Okay.
Oh, that's the worst one yet.
I can hear each individual textures.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, I definitely heard the gooiness of the spam.
Yeah.
Spam ain't gooey. Spam gooey?
You know, spam's kind of gooey. Once it gets in your mouth, you're like, what's that goo?
That's called saliva.
No. The goo.
The goo?
The gooey. The spam goo.
Oh, no.
The goo. You're eating really shit spam if there's goo.
What do you mean? All spam has goo.
No, it doesn't.
Spam is goo meat. Josh is the resident vegetarian.
Yeah, okay. We gotta have one. Representation.
You know what they say? You gotta have one. Yeah, we're all about representation on this podcast, which is why it's hosted by two straight white men.
Zoe, are you
but
having
okay,
the same thing?
Now we got two white women on the show, and now it's
amen. The most diverse we can
opening
possibly
up that
be.
Glass ceiling, just busting it wide open.
Wow!
Wow! The future is female.
Zoe, you also on that rice and egg and spam shit?
I'm on that. I'm on it. I'm so on it.
Sorry, did you say
sriracha though?
Sriracha.
Did you say ship? Ooh. Did you say ship or shit, Josh?
Spice. Ship. I imagine you have to eat that particular food. You have to board a ship of some kind.
Toot toot.
I believe that's a requirement.
Oh my god! I just heard some of the ship sound effects in the background. I mean, I was joking, but
yeah, you know the horn that
sounds
on
like
a ship.
We're really on a ship here.
Alabama.
Oh my god, there's a guy shouting,
raise the mainsail!
I mean, I couldn't ask for any harder evidence that they're on a ship, Jesus.
We got steam and wind power on this one.
Oh, is that Lonely Island?
Oh my god, this,
No, that's not them. False alarm. Oh, this is a ship, not a boat.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
There's a difference, so. That guy does look like Andy Samberg, I will say, but that couldn't be him, because this is a ship.
Andy Samberg's not allowed on a ship. He made his choice.
that's on him.
Zoe, if you can indulge us with a little spicy rice and egg and spam.
Make sure to get plenty of sriracha in there so we have a difference in sound from the previous.
I want that spicy sample. Sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Oh, that's the sriracha coming out right now.
You hear that?
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Oh, now there's some good sounds in there that are accompanying that.
Ooh, that's hot.
I enjoyed that.
Ooh, spicy. Hot.
Ooh!
Can I get a glass
of advert
water?
For sriracha.
Oh, she needs a glass of water. Oh. Ah, fuck! I dropped my fork.
Oh, the Wheatos are getting real soggy now.
Sorry about your Wheatos.
That moment when your Wheatos are soggy.
God, I love mine.
Soggy's are goddamn relatable.
When you're a soggy Wheatos boy. Oh, my Wheatos are soggy.
I'm just imagining wish British Vine, like, that moment when your Wheatos are soggy.
It's early British Vine, so it's that moment when your Wheatos are soggy, and then it's like filming a reaction video on your computer.
Like a video clip of somebody else saying, bloody hell!
I can't believe you've done this.
I have not seen it.
You have not seen the I can't believe you've done this Vine.
Is it the same as the Charlie person?
Oh my god! Okay, so context about Zoe, she is very old at heart, so she does not, I showed her my Hobo Johnson video, and she's like, what's that?
This is so wild to me that you two, like, work together.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like Nat is so purely internet-centered in some way.
I'm so online, constantly.
Extremely logged on.
Zoe, how many times a day are you forced to say to Nat, what are you talking about?
Probably, like, five.
Yeah.
But, she loves it, though. She's tired of the fame, the pandering, all
it's
of it.
True. So many people are trying to suck my dick, and I'm just like, I want
that's the worst problem to have. You went on like a worldwide pilgrimage for years and years, like searching.
Just to find someone who wasn't trying to suck her dick.
Yeah. I like Pokemon, so.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
I have at least a 10-year-old's base knowledge about pop culture.
Well.
A 10-year-old's base knowledge about pop
speaking
pop
of
culture and like a 60-year-old's base knowledge of pop culture. I think it's about time that we talk about the elephant in the room here, which is we don't know whether or not Zoe has seen the piss drinking scene from the
Thank you so much. Oh my god. Zoe.
Yes.
Are you ready for the question?
Yes, Josh.
Hey, Keaton?
Yeah, Josh?
Come over here. Do you two mind just waiting a second while I take Keaton aside?
No, absolutely not. Should we cover our ears?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay.
What do you need, Josh?
You've been co-hosting a while now.
That's true.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you kindly.
I'm going to take a risk here. I'm going to let you ask the question.
Josh.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, okay, it's not going to be a permanent thing.
I know, but I told myself
but
I
wouldn't as a special
cry,
treat.
And I'm not going to cry.
Okay, let's get back out there, champ.
Okay.
And we just happened to unplug our ears at this exact moment.
How convenient. We're ready and we're back.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Thanks for yeah.
Zoe.
Yes.
When we left off, Josh had just asked you whether or not you were ready for the question. And if I remember
correctly. Okay, can I take you to the side again for a second?
Yeah, what?
Okay, you guys.
I'm trying to hype it up
Keaton,
over here.
Too much preamble. You got to get to it.
You're preambling. You did the whole, and then whatever. Fine.
Okay.
I think at that point they call it preambling. Sorry.
Excuse. Are you eavesdropping? Because that's.
No, I was. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait. But it was
that's
like
a, we don't accept preambling.
You. You're leaving me hanging over here a little.
Josh, let's. I can do it. Okay.
Just make it snappy. Let's get back up.
All right, Zoe.
Yes.
Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
No.
Okay. Have you seen the scene in which the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
Boy, have I.
Wow.
Several times.
We're watching it
couple
right
times
now.
Yeah. That's the way to go. What is your fundamental take on it?
Okay.
Okay. Keen's. Sorry, I'm sorry about this. Keen, I'm going to take you aside again for a second.
Josh, what the fuck?
Get over here.
What?
I just want to say you're doing a great job.
You trying to give me a little kiss?
Yeah, I'll give you a little kiss. Where do you want it? Anywhere
Surprise
on the
me.
Body.
Surprise me.
Nah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it there.
I pressed my lips against a ice cube.
Did you need something?
No, I just wanted to say you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. Could we not do this right now?
You seem pretty Yeah, I guess. I'm going to go back to the thing, I guess.
Hey, Zoe?
Yeah?
What's your take on the piss scene?
Okay, well... I've heard that there's a debate.
Zoe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You're derailing this podcast.
Keen, can I take you back for just a second?
This is the last time. What?
I feel like you're pretty ungrateful that, you know, I'm giving you this.
I was grateful. I said thank you.
Just trying to, I tell you this, I'm trying to say you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
I give you a little kiss with my icy lips.
It was very kind of you.
It's a technique that I learned from a movie.
It was chilly.
And then I'm getting this attitude.
I'm just trying to, like, roll with the podcast. We don't know what Zoe even thinks about the piss scene at this point.
You know, at this point, I don't want to...
Be a little bitch.
I don't want to be a little bitch, but...
of course.
Usually when I ask the question, by this point we know the answer.
All right, well, I'm not pulling you aside in the middle of the question, am I?
Don't blame the puller.
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but I really need to know what Zoe thinks about this scene.
I do too. What's going on, Josh?
Okay, well, let's get back to the main podcast.
Zoe, enlighten us.
So, I've heard that the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds community is split between people who wonder whether the lake is made entirely of pee or whether it's just partially diluted with pee.
I would say so. I would say this is true.
So, as the camera pulls in on the scene of this tranquil lake, you see that it's not just a self-contained lake, right?
Of course. If you mention the outflow, yep. I'm going
to... outflow. Have you talked about this?
Gonna fucking lose my shit if you mention the outchannels. Yeah. Josh, see a doctor.
Can I pull you all aside for a second?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We would appreciate if the listeners, turn their volume all the way down for this part. We'll let you know when you can come back.
I don't know if anyone noticed. I just sneezed two times and not a bless you to be heard.
I didn't even notice that you sneezed. It sounded like a caw.
I'm,
Okay, well...
My excuse would be that I am not a man of God.
Okay, well, Zoe, what's your excuse? Because, quite frankly, now you're getting the brunt of three people's worth of anger.
Oh, boy, I have to figure out a way to pass this off. Well, okay, I wasn't listening because I was watching the scene again of the
valid.
Angry Birds drinking piss in the movie.
That's actually true. We're watching it literally right now.
That's
my favorite excuse out of all of them. So let's get back, guys.
Listeners, you could...
Start listening again.
Yeah, start listening again. Thank you. Zoe, what the hell do you have to say about the out channels?
You know what? I decided to drop that point. What I really want to talk about is the metaphorical aspect of this scene. Like, what does it mean?
Ooh.
We're seeing some pretty like potent imagery here with this gigantic bald eagle, you know. The makers of this movie, they knew. They knew American iconography and culture. They know that bald eagles are the freedom bird.
Absolutely.
Our protagonists, the Angry Birds, show up the shores of the Lake of Wisdom and partake of wisdom. And this bald eagle, this symbol of all that could be great about America, shows up backlit and spreads its wings and then pees into the Lake of Wisdom, and they realize that everything they used to believe is for nothing, and they're completely disillusioned.
Yeah, I appreciate this point you're making. It's important to note, however, that the bald eagle pisses for exactly 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you people know this, but 45 is a pretty significant number these days.
Ooh. Except this movie was made in like 20.
Was it predictive? Was it predictive? That's the... Did they know?
I know what you're saying, though. There are 45 states in the United States of America. It's fucking genius.
Josh, can I pull you aside for a second? I just want to.
Oh yeah.
Since 2015, we lost some.
Oh, no. Josh, I don't want you to embarrass yourself in front of Nat and Zoe.
Oh God, that's the last thing I want.
I don't give a shit if you embarrass yourself in front of our listeners because they're heathens. They're terrible.
Oh yeah, these people, but no concept of anything.
Right, but for the sake of you. In front of Nat and Zoe, there are more than 45 states.
What the fuck? What's the other? How many more?
It seems like you were about to say a number there.
Well, I was gonna say, what's the other one? Because I'm assuming there can only be one more.
Right. Yeah, I have bad news.
It's Canada.
Excuse me?
It's Canada. The other state is Canada.
Are you listening to this conversation right now?
Sorry, yeah, I have to hold her back.
Is there no privacy?
When we go off podcast? To the side. What do you think that means?
You never specified who it is an aside of. You just said we're having an aside. And the last time that we had an aside, it was all four.
Oh, it's a real gotcha moment.
two other podcasters might know what, you know, the etiquette of asides in a podcast would be, but I've been, you know, proven wrong, apparently.
All right, let's not start complaining, because I've heard of wine, please, but I've never heard of please wine.
Just because you got destroyed with facts and logic.
Wait, Josh! Did anybody else hear it?
What?
Josh, do you want to repeat yourself? You could cut it out, but you know.
I said enough complaining here, because you know what? I heard of wine, please, but I've never heard of please wine.
Over that.
And just so you guys know, I'm going to leave both in.
Because you got separate laughs on each
Everybody's going to hear me say it twice.
All right. Well, there are 50 states, Josh.
What?
There are 50 of them. It's an even 50.
Well, what are the other five?
Hawaii, Alaska. There's three others. I know those were like two of the last ones.
Bermuda, right. Bahama, come on pretty mama. Those are the others.
Yeah, that last one that the state they named Come On Pretty Mama seemed inappropriate to me, but they did it and it stuck. And at this point, it's like completely normal.
Okay, I mean, I heard that that's what people that live there call it too.
It's a bulky name for a state.
It is, yeah.
What's it like to live in Come On Pretty Mama?
Oh, Come On Pretty Mama? Nothing could be finer than living in Come On Pretty Mama. You know, with a classic state, the state food, which is ham. It's not even buttered or anything. It's just ham on a bagel.
I feel like it'd be worse if it were buttered. Come On Pretty Mama is a hell state. It is the largest concentration.
What's the population of that bad boy?
It's about like 18 or so.
They voted for Trump. Yeah, 18, 19. But it does.
Legal!
Gross. It does, however, have the largest concentration of horny people in the United States, making it what is essentially the Australia of the United States.
Oh boy. I didn't realize things were quite that bad.
It's like the old Australia where the British sent all their prisoners.
Yeah, 100% criminals. Horny. Yeah.
So, come on, pretty mama, where the rent is as cheap as our women.
Oh. Sorry, the that's cheese popcorn slogan, started coming back up.
I was going to say it sounds offensive, but it's a state slogan, so I can't blame you for it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if the government backed it, it can't be wrong or offensive.
It's on the quarters.
It's on the quarters.
Who's the governor of Come On Pretty Mama?
Ted Nugent.
Oh, they got Nugent.
Yeah, they finally got him up where
God
he belongs.
God damn it, Nugent, you son of a bitch. They finally got you.
They didn't really get him. He kind of got it. When they established the state, he was the first one there and really just claimed stake like a monarch.
Sorry to interrupt this bit, but...
No, it was over and it was bad.
Thank God it only lasted for 14 minutes. Anyways. So I'm looking at the comment section of the piss drinking scene.
A gold mine.
And I just wanna read this one. So it's just a classic one where it's just like, LOL, I just watched this 2 days ago with my neighbor's 8-year-old son, and both of us just found this one scene to be hilarious. Poor Chuck and my favorite bird, Bomb. And then it just ends with horrible turn of events. Horrible.
Well, that's a quote from the scene.
Yeah, it's a famous quote.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Sorry, we've been watching it without sound.
In fact, the whole comment is a quote from the scene. The birds start drinking the piss, and the eagle comes out and says, I watched this with my 8-year-old neighbor.
What about, did you ever say the phrase, he peed and they drink it?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
A Olivia Jenke just
commented. Yeah, because the two birds are drinking it, and the red bird just looks at the camera, looks straight in the camera.
Oh my god!
Just says he's eating, they drinking it.
Okay. This is the worst.
It's a very Ferris Bueller-esque scene.
This is the worst comment I've ever seen on this video. Look at this. It just says, "Ew, I like it."
Oh,
April, come on, April.
Come on, April.
I would
come
like on, to April. Know really quick. A small point about the piss drinking scene that has been touched on very little in the 40+ episodes of this podcast.
Mm.
The fact that the entire 45 seconds in which the mighty eagle urinates into the lake, he knows the birds are watching him the whole time.
Oh yeah.
So like right after he finishes peeing, he goes back into the cave before yelling out like, "Can I help you?" or something along those lines.
He yells out, what's the line? Oh god, I forgot. Sorry, Peter Dinklage is here as well. Peter's mic is broken, so I always forget to. Peter, what is the line in the film? He can't remember.
I wouldn't expect him to. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
He's got a lot of work.
Other lines to
he's
learn.
He's memorizing other lines. What are you memorizing at the moment, Peter? What lines are you memorizing? Oh, he's doing the new Game of Thrones. And the line he's learning at the moment is, "Well, it's over. The Game of Thrones is over. The Game of Thrones has finished. It's over.
The Game of Thrones is over."
Okay, the real question is, I don't know if Peter has any authority to do spoilers for us, but his mic's broken, so only we would hear it. But I would like to know who won the Game of Thrones.
Oh, Peter. Spoilies for the boysies.
Don't talk that way to him.
Yeah, he did
they're
not
very
like
well
that.
Acquainted. They're very well acquainted. But...
okay. We can each ask one question about the finale of Game of Thrones.
I just wanted to know who won. I already asked my question.
Okay, we don't have to be. He looks kind of. I'm sorry,
Peter. I'm sorry.
Who wins the Game of Thrones, Peter? He's he's doing the double thumbs up, and guess who he's pointing to?
It'd be weird if you were pointing at anybody but himself.
No, he's pointing to a poster of Daenerys Targaryen on the wall. With both thumbs.
Oh, did you get that new Daenerys Targaryen poster for the podcast room?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool.
Really helps me podcast.
That's nice.
Zoe, you got a question for Peter Dinklage?
How many times over the course of your appearance on this podcast, Peter Dinklage, have people made the joke Peter Tinklage?
He's saying none, and he looks amazed, actually. He's thinking about it. He's all kinds of, like, algebra suddenly appearing in the air around his head, and he's looking, his eyes are wide. He's glancing around the room.
He very much looks like an anime at this point. He has a strange ability to create a reaction gif out of thin air.
Incredible.
Yeah. It looks like he's never heard it before in his life.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Pete. I can call you Pete because we're that close.
Oof.
Yeah, you're physically very close. It's a very small studio. I'm sorry.
All right, Pete. Even though your mic's broken, I think it's about time that you freestyle on this show for us.
It's not a question, but I'll accept it.
He's looking humble, but he's ready to go with some. You got something ready, Peter?
Peter, could you give us a ready to go really quick?
Classic.
Nice.
That's good.
He's asking that someone, anyone, drop him a beat of some kind.
Do you want competing beats?
Who in the world wants competing beats?
Okay, fine.
The only way I want competing beats is in a root vegetable competition. And then you know I want to see some competing beats.
You good?
Show
there?
Me those beats.
It sounds like you.
It does sound like you. We're all crying here today because of Peter Dinklage's beautiful freestyle that we just heard.
Peter Dinklage? Peter Dinklage?
Peter
More Dinklage. Like Peter Tinklage.
That, what? Hold on.
Okay, am that's I right? Derivative. Come
am
on.
I right?
You can't just do that. You can't just do that.
I have partial ownership of this podcast, so I think I can do whatever I want as long as Josh says it's
true.
Okay.
It's in the Constitution of the 45 states of the United States of the 45 states of America.
So what else is significant about the number 45?
45 is like a record, like one of those small records. Like, oh, it's a 40.
Ah, it's one of those little guys. A little piece of music trivia there.
Yeah. Okay.
Does the eagle represent music? That's what I gotta know.
And the answer to your question is no.
Oh.
No, does not.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know you were fucking full of eternal wisdom there, but...
I mean, when it comes to the Piss Podcast, you can never know too much.
Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
No.
No, let me take you to the side for a second.
Wait, are you ever gonna do, like, a live viewing? You could do, like, a drinking game, like, live viewing.
Nah, get over here.
Yes, me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm being called. Okay, hello.
Don't sound so pleased with yourself there. Who gave you permission to ask that question on this podcast?
Oh, wait, what question? I already forgot.
I believe you asked someone if they had seen the Angry Birds movie.
Oh, fuck. I'm completely out of line
like,
here.
Hey, you asked
that was like walking into a Target, okay? Standing next to the greeter Let's and saying, welcome here. To Target.
No, Zoe, don't try to protect me. I must receive this punishment.
Zoe, stay out of their conversation, please.
I accept my punishment.
Okay.
I will be beheaded live on the Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds movie.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. We've never had a beheading, and the breakfast episode is the perfect place to do it. Yeah, let's go back to the main podcast. I love a breakfast beheading. I think it's the perfect time of the day.
Wait, how did... Wait. You two left when Nat asked me whether or not I'd seen the movie, and you came back saying, I love a breakfast beheading. What happened over there?
Oh, I'm gonna get beheaded.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No,
it's a,
sorry.
As a quick escalation of events.
Yeah.
Now, who wants to do the actual beheading?
Yeah.
I think truthfully that it would only make sense to have Peter do it.
Well, Peter's hand's shot right up, I'll tell you that.
he does have seniority on this podcast.
He's also
I don't know.
Hardened, you know,
okay, well, I looked away for a second, and he's already wearing an executioner's hood.
which you know, it's a podcast. Like, he didn't need to do that. No one can see you or hear you.
Before I get beheaded, I want to ask
also he's
Peter
famous.
Yeah. Question. Okay, Peter Dinklage is in the Game of Thrones TV series called The Game of Thrones. Is there ever a line where somebody looks straight at the camera and says, I lost the Game of Thrones?
Oh my god.
Well, before Peter answers this, I would like to officially, and before Nat is beheaded, I would like to officially give you, Nat, the award for the oldest meme reference on the podcast.
The oldest, most terrible
meme reference. It's been sitting under the candy shelf, and the room gets very hot.
Oh.
So it's got little, you know, pieces of, like, a lollipop all over it, stuff like that, so.
Oh, is that a Boutros scotch?
It very well might be a Boutros scotch.
Ooh.
Dessert right after breakfast.
Yeah, right after breakfast, right before the beheading. That's when dessert is...
Now, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. What are we saying Boutros scotch?
No, Boutros scotch.
Boutros scotch?
No.
Boutros...
Try again.
Scotch.
Blue...
Stop using the letter L.
There is no L in Boutros scotch.
Are we saying butterscotch?
Yes!
Oh, I guess if that's what you call it in the UK.
It's fucking bullshit. I'm saying tired of...
Go eat your fucking Weedos, bitch.
Oh my god!
How are your soggy Weedos, you soggy Weedo boy?
Alright, just because you're facing death doesn't mean you get to come in here and...
You know, that's it. Uprising. We're beheading Josh now.
Oh,
that's great. Whoa, hang on. No.
Yeah, I can't turn on him. He's my biological father.
Keaton, grab his legs.
I just said I'm not gonna...
Come on.
I mean, if you want to grab these legs just to get a feel of these calves, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, they're very slippery, though.
Just
be careful.
Oh, yeah, well, I butter them every morning.
Well, you got...
Yo, you Boutro them every morning.
I Boutro them every morning.
No L, Josh. Get rid of the L.
That reminds me of the official state food of Come On Pretty Mama, which is a ham bagel without Bluto.
Boutro.
A Boutro-less ham bagel, if you will.
So, listen, all fun and games. We're having a great time on the Breakfast Podcast. Nah, put your head on the chopping block.
Oh, with pleasure.
Wait, what happened to your uprising, hon?
Oh, it didn't work out.
You were going to lead the rebellion.
Yeah,
just... dang it. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Things happen.
Remember, a proper beheading can only be done with the support of the people. So remember to keep that in mind in the next coming years.
Zoe, do you want to say any? Sort of eulogy?
Okay.
Why are you saying my last words?
Well, hon, I don't know.
Matt, yes. please be quiet when Zoe says.
Yeah, we're trying to hear your last words here.
Okay.
I've thought about your final words long and hard.
Yes.
And after so much thought and reflection, I think your final words.
Zoe, can I pull you to the side?
Yeah. Please, I didn't think that one through.
Are you struggling with these final words?
I'm pretty much struggling with these final words.
Okay, well, I have right here a big bumper book of final words.
Nat, don't lift your head off the chopping block. Keep it down. Just wait.
I've escaped!
No.
Son of a bitch.
It's okay, we'll wrangle her. We'll send Dinklage after her. Okay, what I think might help me would be if we took final words and turned them into fun old words. So we could say things like Jackie names, you know?
All right, okay, I'm with it. Rapscallion, perhaps?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, you know what? I want you to take that energy, and I want you to put that energy into Nat's final words.
All right. After 22 long years on this earth...
Oh, they've been long, that's for sure. I'm back, by the way. I just got myself a Boutro-less ham bagel.
God, this is... First, Nat suggests the beheading, right?
Mm.
That was her decision, right? And then Nat, you know, decides to start an uprising.
Yes.
Gives up on the uprising almost immediately after realizing how slippery Josh's calves were.
Yeah, they're just gross.
Escapes the chopping block and then returns with a Boutro-less ham bagel, the famous state food of Come On Pretty Mama.
By the way, what? If that bagel's missing a little Boutro, feel free to rub it on my calves.
No, it needs to not have
Boutro. It wouldn't be. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Come On Pretty Mama here.
If I could just ask one question really quick here to Nat.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
You know, it's just
toying with us.
It's just been a really rough week, and I don't know what I want, frankly.
Nat is so coy about her own beheading.
Yeah.
Listen, we gotta get this. Breakfast is almost over. We gotta get this beheading over with. Zoe, what were those fun old words?
My final words, though.
All right. As you stare.
Oh no! Sorry, Nat. While you were escaping, we swapped them for fun old words.
Fun old words.
Oh, fun. So, okay.
All right. As you stare into the sunset, readying yourself.
Wait.
Head less.
Wait. Why is the sun setting?
Oh,
it's breakfast time.
Well,
yeah.
You're eating 7 o'clock breakfast, yeah, or 7 p.m. breakfast.
It's British.
It's not. It's not 7 p.m. where I am.
It's 7 p.m. where I am.
Yeah.
But we are all in the same room.
We're in the same room in the off in the.
We're angry well. We're
case in the angry this room room is so the room big. We're in it crosses timeless. Many time zones.
Yeah, it's very timeless.
As you stare into Daenerys Targaryen's beautiful, sparkling eyes.
Okay.
And ready yourself. I want you to head less towards the things that drag you down in life and head more towards a beautiful future.
Where I'm dead.
She'll be headed to a better place.
Oh!
Oh, that's a...
I really liked the use of the word head less.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch. That was a...
Peter, you ready with the comically oversized axe there? Well, Zoe, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I tell you, you know what they used to do in the old days of beheadings? The classic beheadings.
Picnic. Mm.
When they would chop someone's head off, they would have competitions sometimes where they would see if there was any life left in the head. So they would ask the person who was being beheaded to try and say a phrase after the head was disconnected from the body.
That can't be true.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's our podcast, so
I mean,
inherently true.
Okay.
What phrase did Nat say?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, obviously you two are here from Wine Please.
That's true.
The premier wine drinking podcast. So I feel like it's only fair after you've been decapitated. Let's see how much of a description of the show Wine Please your head can give.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, Zoe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Keaton, as always, love you.
I love you.
And I hope to cover every inch of that body in cold little kisses. And Peter, let it drop.
Ow! Okay. Now that I'm beheaded, it's time to describe the show Wine Please. So Wine Please is a show where we get wine drunk and we talk a lot of bullshit.
I'm sorry, hon. Can I take you aside for a second? What? Can I take your head aside?
I've got very limited amount of time here.
Okay, I just wanted to make a request that you incorporate a pun with the word disembodied and, like, want the body of wine, you know. Okay, all right, let's go back.
Aggressive, Jesus.
Great beheading, Peter.
Wow.
Fuck. The disembody of...
It was a stretch. It was a big ass.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have taken you for that aside. Yeah.
Now I'm just screwed up here. I can't. Oh god. Oh fuck. Wine Please is available every day on PBS and at 12 a.m. and it is 3 days worth of content every day.
Definitely losing a lot of brain function, but it's happening much slower than I thought it would.
Yeah, this is...
Oh!
This had been doing for like a full minute.
It hurts!
Let's see why they did this in the olden days.
Yeah, I didn't realize beheadings were such a suffering death.
Ow! Yeah.
Kinda, I feel like we're having a worse experience than she is.
Honestly, it's very annoying what she's done with this beheading.
Totally.
She's really ruined this beheading.
This beheading fucking sucks.
Oh, fuck. Wine Please is on most podcast streaming services, and by that I mean only iTunes, and I can't think of anything else.
Pete, you really fucked up this beheading.
Yeah, did you miss the spinal cord or something,
Pete? This head's fully alive, Peter.
Well, mostly alive. As alive as it was beforehand, at least.
And that's really it. And now,
stop being alive.
shuffle off that coil or whatever. Let's go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our musical guest, Chumbawamba.
You know what, folks? I got a feeling this is gonna be a good one.
I think so.
I think it's gonna be a good one as well.
It's gonna
Gumby. It's gonna be a good one.
I think we just recorded an episode of the Claymation series Gumby.
Oh shit!
I don't want to be presumptuous, guys, but I think we just recorded an episode of Gumby.
What a weird mistake we've made.
Can you have me on the show again, but as Gumby?
You want to do a little mini episode of Gumby now?
Hell yeah, do it.
Sure.
Folks, welcome to Brunch with Gumby. This is like a we're wearing evening jackets now.
It's the smoking. Smoking jacket. This is a little mini episode for our Patreon listeners.
Thanks for the cash, baby. Very special episode of Brunch with Gumby. We got Gumby here.
Howdy.
Hey Gumby. Gumby, I gotta ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen
Have you seen Pokey? Am I right?
Oh my. Ask me the question, Josh.
I'm just trying to do it.
Have you seen Pokey?
What?
Gumby, we're with the FBI.
What?
Take a look at these pictures. What do you see?
I see Pokey.
Well, you see what's left of Pokey.
Oh.
Now, we found Gumby fingerprints.
Well,
all over the scene.
There were specks of green.
Specks of green.
Sprinkled around Pokey's body. What would you know
little
about that,
little specks of green. Now, on garlic bread, that would be a welcome sight. But here, Gumby?
This isn't garlic bread, Gumby.
Oh.
This ain't no garlic bread, Gumby.
So, what do you know about the... You know, what do you know about the specks of green, huh?
It was an alligator. It was an alligator covered in Play-Doh.
Where were you the night of December 7th, Gumby?
I don't remember. I have very short-term memory.
Because I have good information that says, on December 7th, 1941, you committed Pearl Harbor.
What? No?
Partner, I think Gumby thinks this is garlic bread.
This is far from garlic bread. This is the second largest tragedy that's happened on U.S. soil ever. This is Pearl Harbor, Gumby.
Not to interrupt, but I think the largest tragedy on U.S. soil was the slaughtering of the native people. But not to get political or anything,
The Great Ham Bagel Massacre. Come on, Pretty Mama.
I forgot about that one.
Gumby, you have no right to try and enter the politics zone on this episode of Brunch with Gumby right now, all right? We're not going there.
This episode of a fake podcast which two FBI agents made up to entrap Gumby. This ain't no garlic bread!
Oh, man.
We better call the boss in here.
The boss?
Boss, get in here.
Call the boss!
Oh. Well, howdy. I'm here to talk to you, Gumby. I come from also a place that has a similar cowboy accent, and so I think we're going to get along just fine.
Well...
This is our boss, who's a cowboy.
The head of the FBI, who is a cowboy.
You can call me Agent McLean.
Oh!
And what I'm here to talk to you is about is, are you familiar with the state of Hawaii, Gumby?
I am familiar.
You've been there before,
haven't you? With the state of Hawaii. I've been there once or twice, that's true.
Well, my boy's here. My boys.
Boys?
Now...
Yeah?
I know you like a local delicacy, Gumby.
I love a local delicacy, it's true.
My real question is, how far would you go?
If you had one shot?
One shot? Yes.
One opportunity.
One opportunity?
One chance to make it real. To make it...
Or to seize everything you ever wanted, Gumby.
Yes.
Like, one moment.
Yeah?
Would you capture it?
Yeah?
That's it, boys. We got a confession.
All right.
Gumby did Pearl Harbor.
Fuck!
Don't forget he's stretchy.
Get those cuffs on there tight, baby.
Owen Gumby?
Yes?
You were right. It was garlic bread the whole time.
Fuck! Wait!
That about does it for this episode of Brunch with Gumby.
Oh my fucking god.